Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
Hey, listen up. The official all-digital radio app is here. That's right. The all-digital radio app lets you stream all your favorite channels, all the time, on all of your mobile devices. Take all-digital radio with you everywhere you go by downloading the official app today at alldigitalradio.com. Or you can find the app in the Apple Store and on Google Play by searching all-digital radio. It's simple, easy, and it's free. Just download, choose your station, and start listening. Your favorite radio network is now your favorite app. Go to alldigitalradio.com and download it today. Promote your music, product, or service on air for as little as $5. Visit our website for more details at alldigitalradio.com.
You are listening to the All Digital Radio Network.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I'm sexy and I know it.
I remember to post my flashy tune in now off the hook radio GIF.
Oh, I remember to take myself off mute.
I forgot to post the live now. It's posted.
Well, put it on the show page.
It's there. Oh. It's up.
Nah. You can't share it to my story. It won't let it share it to my story. The bastard.
I don't know. I don't use stories. Well, I'm not into
it
that.
It doesn't have a link.
I like stories.
Do you do the stories?
I don't even know what they are.
Oh, okay. Well,
I just said I like stories. I like stories.
Can we put a link to the web page in with it or no? No, I guess not, since it's a GIF. No. I just put it at the top of the post.
Oh, you just have to put it at the top of the post. Yeah, I'm just screwing around. It's just something new.
Hey, well, I'll get it right. Off the Hook Radio goes all modern and crap.
We try.
I can do this on my main page. I don't have to be in my...
Hey, we're happy you just learned to take yourself off mute, CB.
I did it.
DJ Slim is the technical choice.
Did.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It would have been nice if everything posted tonight, and it didn't. I just had to go force everything to post.
You know, I did it.
Good for you. What'd you do? You're doing the GIF thingy.
You're in Massachusetts. You might be arrested for it.
God, nobody has any idea what we're even talking about. They're all so fucking confused at this point. They're like, what the hell are we listening to? But Nick Searcy did say, God help you. You know, God help you all. So,
well, I mean, that's normal for them. I mean, We don't know what the hell we're talking about. Why should they?
Yeah, we don't. No clue.
But I do have my cocoa.
Cocoa now?
Yeah, I like cocoa. It's cold out. It's 20 degrees.
Maybe it's cold outside.
You got it.
It is. It is cold outside.
Everybody's posting about that all friggin' week.
I know. It's a nice song. It's very catchy.
I like that post you did today, Slim. The radio DJ says, sorry, we're no longer allowed to play that song. But anyway, here's Cardi B telling everyone to eat her ass.
Well, that's art, isn't it?
That was pretty. Cardi B? No, I saw her on TV once. I can't tell you anything she sings.
I have no clue.
Oh, CB posted I did it, but he didn't put the show link in there though.
Hey,
that's all right. Hey, we go baby with steps. Small steps. Baby steps.
It says off the hook radio. Tune in now.
I put it in comments. Yeah, but then they have to go find it. It's on the web. It's not on Facebook.
Baby steps.
I did something.
We'll teach you. We'll teach you afterwards.
Maybe next week.
Well, I know, but then we've got the really important post on our super secret admin show page. Slim posted, hi.
We have no posts. Yeah, we have no posts.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi to you too, Slim.
Hi.
Nice knowing you, Slim.
Nice knowing you too.
Well, hey, at least you didn't put one of those meme thingies in there. Like, it only takes 2 seconds out of your 24-hour day to type hi.
How long does it take to type fuck you?
If you were my real friend, you would say hi.
Stop being so friggin' needy.
They are. Some people are really needy.
Or offended.
Yeah.
Offended.
Well, tough.
We can offend people.
We will.
We have.
That's what we do here. I mean, why show up if we're not going to offend somebody?
Yeah, I don't want to come here and not offend somebody.
Yeah. So anyway, we had a good football weekend. Lots of great football games.
Shut up.
This weekend.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shutting up.
Oh, I'm fine with that because I hate football. So.
Yeah, well, you should shut up too.
Okay. The Patriots, they have a tough time playing Miami in Miami, but they beat them yesterday. The game was over, right?
Not quite. Right, although if the game had ended when the clock ran out, they would have won. But the guy was still running.
I was texting you my congratulations.
Did you have to hit backspace?
Yes, I did. What the hell was that?
That was my thought. Even my new grandson didn't know what happened.
Yeah, I saw that post this morning. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Miami goes 70 yards on a triple lateral.
A hook and ladder.
And who's the lateral?
The last one they ran by was Gronk.
Yeah, but what the hell's Gronk doing on the field? It's a 75-yard pass to get to the end zone. Minimum.
He's there to defend the pass. That's what he was saying.
Nobody can throw it 75 yards.
No, I understand that.
You need somebody who can tackle somebody.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Well, there was a bunch of people that had it wasn't Gronk's fault. There was a bunch of people who could have like gotten to the guy or done something useful.
Man.
He was the last one.
And he moved the wrong way.
Yeah, well, he's used to avoiding tacklers.
And then the dude ran past him and the game was over. And I would not have wanted to be near Belichick for the next,
rest of your life?
At least 7 days.
Oh, no. That will be brought up multiple times. He'll use that next year when they go down to Miami.
It was the longest scoring play to win a game on the last play of the game.
Really?
In NFL history.
Okay. Yeah,
nobody had ever gone 70 yards before.
Well, at least we got something in the record books.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Cowboys won, but they
Pittsburgh lost.
They sucked, and Pittsburgh lost. So, all in all, it was...
And they must have sucked because they lost to Oakland.
A fairly good weekend. You know, I do have my sympathy for you. I mean, I had my Gronk hat on. Even I was there with you in spirit, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
and sitting here shaking my head with you at the end. Oh, my God. So we like football, but high school football, I had a lot of championship games this weekend around the country. Some of them were earlier. I know Pennsylvania's were all this past weekend.
Yeah, Massachusetts were the weekend before.
Yeah. And football hazing, you know, back when I was in school and, you know, everybody had to get hazed a little bit. There was a initiation thing for every sport you played. But that doesn't seem to be going around over too much anymore, but there's still hijinks. And there one such episode of hijinks was embraced by Monticello High School in Illinois because they beat previously unbeaten Byron High in the AAA state title game last weekend. Congratulations. The reason they beat them, because Byron was undefeated coming in and they lost by 4 points, was because Byron High School had 10 lettermen suspended
for the game.
Because they were seen on video running around naked on the football field at late at night with Oreo cookies between their butt cheeks.
You know, I can understand the whole making them run around naked and that kind of stuff. I can understand that to a point, but
if it was
who came up with Oreo cookies?
Well, apparently it wasn't even a hazing.
They just did it because they wanted to?
The investigation indicated that it was not a hazing thing. They just did it for fun. Yeah.
When I was in high school, I had
they called it the Oreo run.
I had a different method of fun.
If you eat enough Oreos, you will get the runs.
Yes, you will.
But, they interviewed 30 members of the varsity football team, many in the presence of their parents. And then they accessed and examined footage from various security cameras at or near the stadium. From the interviews and the video, examining footage, that's an interesting term to use, they were able to identify the 10 varsity football players that basically did indecent exposure, according to the school district. Apparently, you could see their fronts, but you couldn't tell the Oreo cookie was up the ass. That came out in the interviews.
Who would admit to that?
So you're missing 10 of your lettermen. I don't know how many of them were starters, but I'm sure at least, you know, half of them probably were. Were suspended for the last three games of the year, which included the AAA state championship game that they lost, their only loss of the season. So Monticello High is in favor of the Oreo cookie run because they are the champs. Kids are weird.
They are.
Well, high school kids aren't normally known for having, you know, good decision-making capabilities.
No.
No, but I mean, high school football teams, you know, that's the first time for many young men that they bond with other guys. I mean, football teams are close-knit groups. You know, and they do guy shit. And apparently an Oreo cookie up the ass running around naked is guy shit. It's immature guy shit, but it's guy shit.
Well, I don't think you'd ever see any women doing that. They're too smart.
I think we should have the Oreo cookie boob run.
They wouldn't do it. They're too smart.
They wear pussy hats.
See how fast you can go.
That's because they're past their teenage years.
Well, see, I think in high school, because, you know, they're young and firm and everything, that I think balancing the Oreo on top is also legal. You know, women my age, balancing on top is out of the question. But back
they could hold them underneath. They could hold a whole damn bag
back
underneath.
In high school, they could. Some of them can hold the whole bag. Insert name of ex-wives here. No, that's all right. Anyway, hey, these ten kids probably aren't going to get any college scholarships. But since they are basically in shape to run around naked with an Oreo cookie up their ass,
is there a new Olympic sport on the horizon?
But they might be able to get into the U.S. Army.
Oh, okay.
Because the U.S. Army does want fit people.
Okay.
They're tired of Phoebes applying. There you go.
Phoebes or Dweebs?
Phoebes.
Phoebes.
Phoebes. I like Phoebes better. Dweebs is good. Phoebes is better.
Okay. Yeah. Short for feeble.
Yes. And I'm sure I triggered somebody with that word. Ah, tough shit. See, I'm
yeah. Going. Well, if it bothers them, they're probably feeble, so fuck them. What are they going to do?
There you go. Little feeble snowflakes.
Yep.
The army won't take you anyway.
Yeah.
So you can go on hating them because you can't be part of it.
So where did we learn this information from?
Fast Company website. Military recently announced a new microsite aimed to help potential recruits master the latest reiteration of the Army Combat Fitness Test.
Oh.
So they can see the training information, video tutorials. Say that three times real fast. Proper safety techniques for the rigorous physical test meant to weed out the less combat-ready candidates.
That would be me.
The Phoebes.
Yeah, that would be me.
You've got to be able to do a 3-repetition maximum deadlift. They don't say how much. I guess maybe it's based on your body weight.
I'm out.
250-meter sprint drag carry. 2-mile run. 2 minutes of hand-release push-ups, which that's not easy.
What's a hand-release push-up?
Where you come up off the ground.
Oh, we always called them Slap Happy Charlies because you had to clap your hands.
Yes, that's what they made us do in practice. I don't know if these guys have to slap their hands. You have to do the 1 feet's called the leg tuck. You have to hang perpendicular on a pull-up bar, and then you have to bring your knees up to your elbows and back down again. Again, that's, you got to have some ab muscles to do that. So these all strengthen an area necessary for the battlefield. The Army announced its current 3-event fitness test of push-ups, sit-ups, and a 2-mile run was getting a makeover. So now you got to have a little more oomph.
Yeah, really.
So you got 24 months to get ready. 2020, October 2020, it starts. So the general says, Army Chief of Staff Mark Milley, who's about to become the chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, Trump just appointed him. He says, if you can't get in shape in 24 months, then maybe you should hit the road.
Okay, I will hit the road because there's no way I could do any of that. I don't care. You got to realize 24 months would make me 64. I think I'm a little past there.
Well, here, he doesn't want young men and women to get killed in action because they weren't fit. As expected, an increasing amount of candidates are unprepared for the Army's fitness test. The report showed 47% of males and 59% of females failed the Army's entry-level fitness test while entering basic training. And that was the simpler one that I just described with only three things. So get off the damn PlayStation and, run a little bit. Do some push-ups. Stop eating Pringles.
Yeah, but if they're good at the PlayStation, then they can fly drones.
Or they can just start a YouTube channel and make millions of dollars.
You think? All these,
I told you about the 7-year. You're not playing games, but look at the 7-year-old who's making, $22 million. Remember? On YouTube reviewing toys. He's a 7-year-old, reviews toys on YouTube and made $18 million, 22 and whatever his... was 22 million pounds or whatever, but it was $18 million the 7-year-old made doing toy reviews on YouTube. So, I mean, these kids can make millions of dollars sitting in front of their tablets and computers and laptops, and they are.
Well, then they don't need to go to the Army because they can afford college. Unlike these football players with the Oreos up their butts.
Yeah, well, that's just...
Got breaking news, breaking criminal news in Florida. Plant City, Hillsborough County, right next to Zippy. Fire rescue lieutenant was just arrested tonight for possession of cannabis oil. According to the sheriff's office, Tavoris Allen was arrested at 3:15 this afternoon for having marijuana and trying to convert it to cannabis oil using a botanical extractor device operating at the fire station. The machine contained liquid, and two marijuana plants are being converted into homemade cannabis oil. That's the stuff they put in the whatchacallit pipes, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call those things? Vapes. They put it in the vapes. And then you can smoke it at professional football games. And nobody knows.
That is true.
I know, because a bunch of Giants fans behind me were doing it last year. Oh, God. He's not a stupid criminal. He just got a caught criminal. And it's breaking news.
Uh-oh, who got caught?
The fire guy.
Oh, the fire guy.
Yeah, assistant fire chief.
Oh, I thought this was a news story. Never mind.
It is a news story.
No, a new story.
Yeah, it happened tonight.
No, never mind. I should pay more attention. That's.
I know what you're talking about. I'm just messing with you.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay, Jesus. No, we're going to talk. We're going to talk about sex.
Oh, okay.
In space.
In space, that has got to be fucking.
I like lots of space around me.
Where no one can hear you scream.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, forget colonizing Mars. From shriveled willies to sex dolls and radioactive babies, experts reveal why sex will make living in space a nightmare.
A nightmare?
A nightmare.
Yeah, how would you know who was on top?
There's a number of issues surrounding sexual intercourse in microgravity, including lack of arousal and floating fluids.
Floating fluids.
Yep.
So you wouldn't catch it off your toilet. It would just be floating around. Is that it?
Well, Dr. John Mills, he's a U.S. physicist and astronomer, talked to The Sun Online about this, and he compared having sex in space to having intercourse while skydiving. He added, it is not impossible.
Well, good, I guess.
He says, imagine engaging in sexual activity while skydiving. Every push or thrust will propel you in opposite directions.
Okay.
Ooh, so you gotta literally strap it down.
Strap in.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a way around everything.
That doesn't sound that horrible, does it?
No.
He says, even the lightest touch can make it difficult to stay in contact if you're not properly anchored. Oh, we already figured that out,
yeah.
Professor.
We're scientists, too.
We figured it out.
Every action has an equal and opposite reaction.
There you go. A shared sleeping bag would be most useful.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the problem's solved.
Yeah, well, just that takes me back to high school right there anyway.
Do you have an Oreo in your butt cheeks?
No, but I thought that's what sleeping bags were for. Want to go camping? Yeah.
Okay. That's how I ended up with a grandson.
That's how you don't get mosquito bites on your ass either. Anyway, his work is funded by NASA, and he says it's going to be tough. You got low blood pressure below the waist, which causes an issue in the bloke's proud todger to shrivel. You can tell this is a British article. Potentially impacting an astronaut's confidence when it comes to liftoff.
What about re-entry?
Rear entry?
Oh, re-entry.
Oh, re-entry. I thought you said rear entry. Hang on, CB, you're getting kinky devil.
All right, rear entry, whichever. I don't, what the
hell? Oh, my God, I thought we were going off on a whole new topic there.
We're in space. It doesn't matter.
This headset must need adjusted, man.
I told you I had to install Skype.
All right, I'm getting a new Bose one soon, so maybe I'll be able to hear better. But he says there's less blood in our lower extremities, the region the body pulls from when generating an erection. Well, duh. So he says all fluids like sweat, vaginal wetness, and semen pool and float around the cabin. Oh!
There's nothing duct tape can't fix.
You just get a giant ball of duct tape and go around and catch it all, right?
Well, yeah. Well, the thing is, if it moves and it's not supposed to, you use duct tape, and if it doesn't move and it's supposed to, you use WD-40.
There you go.
There's 95% of your problems.
Instead of afterglow, you have after sex cleanup.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, you just lay there and, you know, take a quick shower. You gotta go around and clean the room. Oh, it's horrible. Anyway, there's a husband and wife couple that went up in space and they thought they were having sex and they said, "No, we didn't. No, we didn't." And that's what she said. He just kind of looked away sheepishly, meaning, "We tried. I couldn't do it." Oh, good. Hey, well, if your manhood is smaller in space, perhaps there's an earthly reason. DJ Slim found it very interesting. How come half these articles we use are from British newspapers?
I don't know. They have the best news.
Because they're funnier than we are.
Yeah, basically.
No, I mean, even we get inside political crap. It's usually written in the British newspaper. It's like, gee,
they probably have better news people.
It's like the American media doesn't want you to know things.
They're too busy worrying about Cardi B and baby. It's cold outside. Yeah.
Well, you got to eat her ass first. That's what she wants.
No, thank you. Do I have to be in space to do it?
Yeah, that song's okay. You can share that song on Facebook. But
oh, man. Thank you.
Baby, it's cold outside. Speaking of being cold outside, I might explain the headline of the next story. Men's penises are a half inch smaller.
It's cold outside.
If it's cold outside. It's also if they're exposed to high levels of chemicals in nonstick frying pans and fast food packaging while still in the womb.
Cooks their willies in a
study finds. I want to know who the hell thought up to do a study of that.
I'm sure there's government money involved.
Yes. Can I get a $100,000 grant so I can study whether or not willies are smaller because of Teflon? Sure. Here you go.
But if you had Teflon on it, wouldn't it slide in and out better?
I would think.
Yeah, it might work better. It's just going to be a half inch shorter.
Okay.
Okay. So if your parents were exposed to those high levels of those chemicals while in the womb, it apparently shrunk your willy.
So you may not touch bottom, but you'll play ball with the sides.
They're called PFCs, and they can interfere with male hormones and lead to sexual organs being shorter and thinner. And this effect's not only seen in the womb, but it could have toxic effects in teenagers too. Well, there, you can never get your teenager to cook again now. Jesus. Also, waterproof clothing and some packaging for food gets into the bloodstream and reduces testosterone levels. Christ, you can't use anything anymore except bacon.
Bacon, use bacon. You
can even get it in a vending machine now.
Just don't cook it in a Teflon pan. Because your willy's going to get
it. Don't cook it on a grill either.
Yeah, if your mom worked at McDonald's and cooked with Teflon at home while she was pregnant with you, we're sorry. I don't know what else to say.
You're fucked.
Yeah. Unless your mom worked at a McDonald's and used Teflon pans while living in Turkey. Because the people, if your mom worked at a McDonald's and used Teflon pans and you're Turkish, turn the show off now. You don't want to hear the next story. It's going to be too depressing.
Oh, boy.
Because the rest of us are going to giggle at you, but for you, it's going to be depressing. Apparently, The Sun, another British newspaper, decided to do another study on the average length of time people actually have sex. Answers are finally revealed. A study calculated the time 500 couples took to ejaculate and found the average length of time of lovemaking. What do you think it is, Slim? Average length of time.
3 minutes.
CV?
Didn't read the article yet, so.
7 minutes.
Okay. Slim, I didn't know he was Turkish.
Okay. But,
okay. It ranged from 33 seconds to 44 minutes.
33 seconds?
To 44 minutes.
Jesus.
But the average length of time from penetration to stop, which we all know what that means.
No.
Ejaculation.
Okay.
The average lovemaking session was 5.4 minutes.
5.4. Okay.
5.4. Interesting. Wearing a condom had little effect on the time, and it was the same for men who were circumcised. It was also the same for, they're saying penile sensitivity and its relationship to staying power in the sack. So the guy says, I don't want to wear it. I want to go bareback because I can't feel nothing with a condom on. This study says you're lying. Of course, women all know you're lying anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Put a cover on it, will you? Just put a cover on it. See, the problem is the people who are too stupid and fall for that one are the people who shouldn't be having kids anyway.
Or, yeah.
If you're that effing dumb, don't have any more kids. This challenged conventional wisdom about that, but it didn't really matter which country the couples were from either, unless it was Turkey. Turkish couples typically lasted 3.7 minutes, far less from those from countries such as Netherlands, Spain, United Kingdom, and the U.S. of A. Age also had an effect, with older people tending to get there faster, too. I don't know about that. CB said 7 minutes.
I thought we counted nap time in there.
I don't know, man. It seems to me when I was younger, it was over a lot quicker.
Yeah, well, you were trying to hurry so you didn't get caught.
No, I mean, like, even when I was young and married. No, I think I would have been right about average back then. Now I'm well above average.
Hey, that's because nap
time.
Those little blue pills, they help.
Yeah, they'll make you last forever. God, you take those things, forget about it. Before you compare yourself fully to the data, it's important to note that it can be hard to measure an accurate ejaculation time during sex. So basically, everything we said before, I love these scientific surveys. We learn so much. Anyway. Hey, remember Rebecca Lynn Phelps from Florida last week, the woman who was arrested for the second time in less than a year for beating the crap out of her boyfriend
for sex? Yeah, she's an idiot. Like,
yeah, you know, you don't have sex with me when I'm drunk on Thanksgiving because you ate the turkey? I'm going to kick your ass. Apparently, it's a trend.
What do we got now?
Well, this one's actually nasty. This is really sad. A woman from Erie, Pennsylvania. Wendy Thomas. All 300 pounds of Wendy. She pled guilty this past week to killing her boyfriend by stabbing him, hitting him with the table leg, and crushing him under her weight of 300 pounds. It did not help his defense any that her boyfriend weighed 120 pounds. What the heck was that kid's story? Jack Spratt?
Could eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean.
Yeah.
And betwixt them both, they licked the platter clean.
This dude's 120 pounds and he's got a 300-pound woman.
That's okay. Maybe he's like 5'2".
Holy mackerels. No, there's a picture of him here. He's a thin dude.
Okay.
But
Slim?
Well, no. But this woman was reportedly drunk, and while drunk, she went out and bought some crack.
That's what I always do when I'm drunk. I go buy crack.
Nothing makes me hotter than a 300-pound woman who's drunk and on crack. Oh my God.
Woman.
Hold me back. Hold me back. Slim, you got me so honey.
Can we go into space?
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway. Please. The poor guy is survived by a daughter and two grandchildren, his mom and 9 siblings. That's sad. She freaking killed him. He didn't want to smoke crack. Apparently the stabbing was in the hand, and she whacked him in the head with a table leg. And then she smothered him to make sure the mission was complete. Ugh. It's just sad, but it continues. There's more.
There's more?
There's more.
Why do we have more?
In Missouri.
In Missouri.
A new state.
We have a woman named Amy Perino, 43 years old. A rough-looking woman.
That's an understatement.
A woman who, if I was her boyfriend and she said, eat me, I would say, yes, ma'am. I would not, of course, I wouldn't be her boyfriend, but, oh, my God.
She
pummeled a man. She pushed him to the ground and sat on his face in an attempt to force him to have oral sex, according to authorities. She struck him 20 to 25 times with an open and closed fist, hit him with a belt, a cell phone, and a brass plate. I mean, this woman went a little cunny or what? Jesus. She was arrested the following day, charged with sexual abuse and domestic assault. Okay, it gets worse. She's also accused of smearing fecal matter on cell walls and breaking a phone in the jail.
That means she pooped in her hands.
I mean, this is a tough woman. The man told police that while she was on top of him, he was scared to death.
I don't blame him.
Had trouble breathing.
He probably thought there was a bear on his face.
The cop asked him how it made him feel. He said, sick to my stomach. Oh, no, she asked how it made him feel. And then he said to leave her alone while she's chasing him around the house. He didn't want to do anything sexual with her. I've seen the picture. I don't blame you. Why are you in the house?
Yeah, get the hell out.
Run, Forrest, run.
Yeah, really.
Oh, my God. She remains locked up on bail.
I'm going through a window.
But, oh, my God. Slim.
What?
Wake up.
I'm here. I'm listening.
This woman could kick your ass.
Yeah, sounds like it.
And you're young and relatively healthy.
Yeah, she'd kill me.
Bond was set at $25,000 for the multiple charges. And she's locked up in Boone County. The guy says he fears for his safety all the time.
I don't blame him.
Why are you still there, dude? Oh, my God. You tell women to get out when the asshole guy's violent. Jesus. God, people. Take care of yourselves. Or we're going to play that damn song again. Are we going to play that song?
We're going to play a song.
Oh, we're going to play a
song.
You're not telling me which song.
Not going to tell you.
No.
Why not?
Because. You just got to wait.
It can wait, Slim.
End.
Don't worry about it.
I know. I know it can wait.
You know, if you
were. No, really, I said I can wait.
If you were really my friend, you'd say hi.
Hi.
Oh, that's so nice.
You're an ass.
I'm so needy. I don't care. People who do that on Facebook, we are making way more fun of you than this on pre-show.
Yes.
Poke zip.
Poke zip.
I'm in enough trouble with every Turk in the world and everybody who's offended by the word feeb.
And dweeb. Don't forget dweeb.
Well, you said that.
Yeah, I know, but I'm going to blame it on you.
CB Snow. Send him the letters, okay?
Why? He made me say it.
They're writing the letters right now.
He chased me around and hit me with a table leg and a cell phone.
That woman wanted oral sex. She should have gotten oral sex.
Yep.
He deserved to be hit. I'm sure he did. Oh my God. The guy would deserve an award if he gave her oral sex.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they at least need a dentist afterwards.
Or psychiatry. Unless maybe all the above. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. It just creeps me out. I'm not opposed to oral sex. I'm opposed to oral sex.
With her.
With her. I'm just getting grossed out. I'm grossing myself out. Oh. Let's go to something fun. Stupid criminal.
Okay.
Guess where he's from?
Florida.
Yay.
What do I get for guessing right?
We get, it was ding, ding, ding. The odds were about 50-50. I mean, come on.
You That's a, true.
Flip a coin. Heads is Florida. Tails is everywhere else.
Texas.
Hernando County, another neighboring county. Authorities say a man walked into a Kohl's store for a job interview. You know, a lot of people are out trying to get, you know, Christmas season jobs, temporary jobs, and a little supplemental income. You know, most people work those jobs as a second job. Considering unemployment rate's only 3.7, I would assume that there is quite a demand for holiday employees. There aren't a lot of people out of work that are happy to get, you know, 20 or 25 hours right now. If you're out of work right now, you either just got screwed by some company somewhere and you're in transition, or you don't want to fucking work.
Basically.
That's pretty much it. Oh my God. I just triggered some more snowflakes with that one. I'm ashamed of myself. You guys aren't, you guys don't seem to be ashamed of me.
No.
No, we're used to you.
We like you.
Oh, you don't agree or anything. You're just used
We're just used to it.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
How was Miami?
I don't know. I didn't go.
Okay.
Thank God.
Authorities say a man walked into the Kohl's store, like I said, for a job interview. All right. But he left with a pair of stolen shoes. Needless to say, he didn't get the job.
They didn't put him in, what do they call that? A loss prevention.
No.
That's what I would have told him. I said, I was testing your loss prevention. You obviously need help there.
He's obviously not smart enough to think of that.
Oh, okay.
He stole a fucking pair of sneakers. His name is Dominic Breedlove. Dominic Breedlove. That's a porn name.
It is. You think that's his real name?
No, that's got to be his porn name. Dominic Breedlove. Are you kidding me? He was arrested and charged with retail theft after an incident at the Kohl's department store in Spring Hill, which is just outside the live PD zone. just a little north of Pasco County in Hernando. 4 p.m. Wednesday, a loss prevention employee contacted them to report a retail theft in progress. So obviously they have some that are on the ball. He'd come to the store for a job interview. After the interview, he started checking out the Nike display to look for shoes without a security tag. He found them. He left the store, got a Kohl's bag with a previous shopping trip, and dropped them in. He then returned to the store, stalled a bit, left with the shoes. Oh, I see. He got the bag, came back. He got a pair of Nike Air Bella TR shoes valued at $80 and a pair of women's Nike Elite TR shoes valued at $70. Because why leave his mom out? Or his girlfriend, or whatever. Or his porn star friend. He was arrested on his way to the car. He told deputy he planned to give the shoes to his mother. Yeah, okay, see, that's what you got to say. They're for mom, because mom's the one who's going to have to put up the $500 bail to get your ass out.
That's an expensive pair of sneakers.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but he's going in for a job interview.
Well, he needed money to buy the sneakers. He figured if he couldn't work for them, he'd steal them.
What's the biggest problem with employees, Slim? You've got them.
They all, no, they don't. Not mine. I'm very good.
Oh, not here.
I only, of course, I've had, steal. Of course, yeah, of course. Of course they do, but mine
inventory,
are very good.
Inventory control is, you know, that's the bane of all retail businesses. If you can't control your inventory, there goes your profits.
Yeah, basically.
And how's your inventory shrink? It's a little bit from shoplifting and a whole lot from pilferage.
Of course. But we've always been very good about just letting them have what they want so that they don't, as long as they ask, and then they don't steal from us.
So basically, Mr. Breedlove here for the $150 worth of sneakers was saying, hey, I'll get 8 or 10 times that much once I'm an employee.
Yep.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, except he's not an employee.
Who are the finalists for Time's 2018 Person of the Year? I don't know. Give me somebody you would put in there.
Man of the Year?
It's Person of the Year.
Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, he ain't getting it.
That's a good guess. He's now, these are the three finalists.
The Pope.
Okay, those two are both wrong. So I will give you one and then another guess. Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who's investigated Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election as a key figure involved in the Trump campaign, $30 million, 2 years, and you told a fab is all we've gotten so far. So, okay, there's one guess. Now, based on that, take another guess.
Hillary.
Because she should have won. She really did win.
George Soros.
That's a good guess. You guys are on the right path now. But I'm going to give you another one, and then we'll see if maybe you can come up with a third. The second one is more than 2,000 families separated at the U.S.-Mexico border under a Trump administration policy aimed at preventing illegal immigration. Those 2,000 families are up for Person of the Year. Yeah, the 2,000 families that broke the law.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, how come we have the 20,000 families that came in under Obama?
Well, why don't we pick any of the Florida criminals in Off the Hook Radio stories?
Yeah, they'd be just as eligible.
I think they should be more eligible.
So there's,
and you know, they're going to win. They're going to win.
The 2,000 families?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't give it to Mueller. Because, I mean, even the liberals who pretend they like Mueller think he's creepy. You know, and he is a Republican, and he's not really that good a lawyer. So I don't know how he was as an FBI chief. Apparently, okay. He wasn't that good of a lawyer, though. So those are the first two. Mueller and the 2,000 families separated under that Trump policy. Any guess on number three?
Well, we've been so good so far.
Yeah, you were closer with the second round.
Not really.
This third person everybody in the country saw.
Couldn't tell you.
For one day.
Well, then that really is not going to help us.
I got nothing.
Christine Blasey Ford, who testified in front of senators against Supreme Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh, accusing him of sexual assault when they were in college. She's the third person on the list. What an insightful list. We can't tell what your editorial opinion is, can we?
No, certainly not.
What a great news magazine. See, this is how the entire news media is, which is why I get so pissed off all the time at them. 2,000 families separated at the border under a Trump policy. Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who has investigated the Russian meddling thing. And Christine Blasey Ford, who didn't know where she was, who she was with, what day it was, how she got home. But damn it, he held me down and I thought I was going to get raped. Her. Yeah. Who do you think the winner's going to be?
I hope it's none of them.
You think it's the 2,000 families?
I think it's the 2,000 families.
Yeah, you're probably right. I would agree with Slim.
I'll make it unanimous. I think Slim's right, too.
It's just the way it is, because that's just how stupid everything is.
Yeah, thank God it's not the Nobel Prize, because there's a million-dollar award that goes with that. And we'd be handing out even more money to them. Of course, that wouldn't be American money then. Where's the Nobel Prize? Sweden?
I think so. I don't know. I never won it, so I never had to go.
You didn't win?
No, I never won.
Shit, I didn't win either. Slim?
No.
Well, we what have the hell's three, the matter with those?
We have three second place Nobel Prize winners.
I don't even remember getting nominated. I think I would have remembered even being nominated. I don't know. Did you hear about the nuns that embezzled money to go to Vegas to gamble?
Sort of reminded me of Sister Act.
Yeah, we had a funny story. It turned out it was a total hoax about the Catholic Church. The boys put weed in the smoke sensor. I like that better as a true story. It was funny.
Yeah, unfortunately, it wasn't. But we've had some good non-true stories.
This is actually true. These women from Torrance, California, St. James Catholic School, have been stealing money basically for 10 years. So they've been averaging about $50,000 a year. Basically, they like to go to Vegas on vacation.
I didn't know nuns got vacation. I suppose they do. I mean, they're as entitled as anybody else. But I'm just surprised Vegas is their choice. I wonder if they wear their habits when they go.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Why wouldn't they? Well, maybe not. Maybe it really is clandestine. I've seen nuns in Vegas. Of course, I don't remember seeing them at one-armed bandits or anything, though.
I wonder if they were real nuns or just people walking around in penguin suits.
Yeah, that's possible. Sister Mary Margaret Kruper, she was the school's principal, and Sister Lana Chang, who taught eighth grade students, both retired earlier this year. Neither have been charged with a crime. And they always were telling people they operate on a shoestring budget. We need your support.
Yeah, no wonder.
They're the sisters. They're part of the Sisters of St. Joseph of Carondelet. Oh, that's a weird name. Okay. They have promised to pay back the money, but they both retired earlier this year. How the hell are two ex-nuns going to pay back $500,000? Any thoughts on that one, gentlemen?
Not going to happen.
Put it all on red.
They don't have it anymore.
Oh.
They're fucked.
Or maybe they
No, they're nuns. They're not fucked.
Maybe that's they true. Did have some big wins and they had it salted away for the retirement.
Yeah, I mean, just because they spent $50,000 a year doesn't mean they lost $50,000 a year, although they probably did.
Sister Mary Margaret worked there for 29 years and Sister Lana for 20. And they've only been stealing for 10. I guess they got bored. Now, here's the thing, though. The Archdiocese has notified the police, but church officials don't plan to press charges at this point and want to see the matter resolved internally with the money repaid and the nuns disciplined by their order. Were they retired? But they've asked for your forgiveness and your prayers.
Well, that's nice.
We'll give it to them.
Oh my God. People are saying high school kids with Oreos up their asses and nuns at the one-armed bandits with stolen money.
Hey, you don't know if they were playing slot machines. They could have been, you know, on the poker tour.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm sure the nuns sat down in the cash room with Phil Ivey with $50,000 and beat him.
Maybe. You never know. This could be some sharp nuns. Uh-huh. I mean, how would you feel? I mean, just this whole psychological thing. Oh, Jesus, I beat up on a nun. I better let her win.
I don't know,
It's okay, my son. You can take all my money. The little children of the poor won't mind. All right, fine. Here's your money back.
I like some of my gambling friends. There's one in particular gives a lot of money to charities, you know. And
well, we got one for him.
Yeah, I hope he didn't give any money to these people. I don't think he's Catholic. I think we're all right there. So why is it always Catholics getting in trouble? Well, the Catholic girls were like goody-goodies or something.
They're not.
Hey, you know, you can't talk about sex on Facebook anymore either.
Why not?
You can't talk about a lot of anything.
They're banning users who talk about their sex lives and crack down on anything that encourages sexual encounters. Mm-hmm. Because look at Zuckerberg and his wife. Obviously, he never has sex.
Can't have sex, nobody can.
They have a new policy on sex chat. They'll get you hot and bothered, but for the wrong reasons. They'll ban you. You'll go to Facebook jail. You're not allowed to talk about your sexual roles either. So basically, if you were coming out to your friends on Facebook and you said, all my friends, I'm gay. Apparently, that's sex talk. You're not allowed to do that either. Facebook's a bunch of liberals, too. You can't say I'm looking for a good time. Because if you say I'm looking for a good time, that's soliciting for sex.
I did see this update. This is true.
It was in October 15th update on their rules. People are just now finding out about it.
Well, like I've said, they're looking for any way that they can shut down people's posts and accounts, and that's what they're doing. And I mean, it's highly evident that that's what they're doing.
Why are they doing it, though, I guess is the question. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Me neither.
But you can't use sexualized slang. You can't use sexual hints. You can't, like, talk about a sex position. Oh, my God, my recap for the show tonight. We have to be careful on that. Can't talk about your willy shrinking in space, I guess. Or from Teflon. You can't reference the action of sexual intercourse. You can't use commonly sexualized area of the body like breast, groin, or buttock. What if you just type breast, groin, buttocks in a post and stuck it up there?
It's probably going to get censored. Or not so much censored as it's just going to get low reach. They're just going to make sure that it doesn't show it, you know, to a lot of people. And we already know that, you know, your posts are already so limited in who gets to see them anyways.
All right, but you can put a meme up that says the DJ can't play Baby It's Cold Outside, but you can listen to Cardi B saying Eat My Ass, Eat My Ass, Eat My Ass.
You got it.
That's okay to put up. Mm-hmm. But if you say, hey, I'm looking for somebody to eat my ass, you're banned.
Yep.
Unless you're Cardi B, then it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No.
Well, there is that one exception. Oh, so, Slim, give us the build up to this big song we got.
Well, that's no build up. It's just I found.
Well, you wouldn't tell us. It's a big secret.
Well, son of a bitch, you're gonna have to give me a second because I loaded it into the thing, and for some.
You said it was a minute and a half, so I was watching the clock.
Oh, yeah, we're okay. We got time. I just give me a second. It reloaded the old song in the slot that song was supposed to be in for some. For godforsaken reason, and I'll just fix that real quick and say hi to LJ.
Hi, LJ. And hi, Wesley. Hey, don't Wesley. Listen to the show.
You just want to make sure you.
Wesley Robert.
Wesley yeah. Robert, the ex football fan.
poor kid's first game, and it's that one.
Okay. Yeah. Right, well, you saw the look of horror on his face.
He's traumatized.
He is, poor child.
Good night, everybody.
I really can't stay.
Okay, you're free to go.
I've got to go away.
Understood, no means no.
This evening has been
super appropriate.
So very nice.
But I do understand consent.
My mom will start to worry.
Definitely text her right
and
now.
Father will be pacing the floor.
Here's the code and there is the
so
door.
So really, I'd better scurry.
I am gonna stand over
well,
here.
Maybe just a half a drink
you
more.
You are in control of this
the
thing.
The neighbors might think.
Invite them over if